Before we get ready for Pesach and all the avoid and the slivers and Sukkot, there's a whole, you know, there's Elul and there's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and I make Tshuva in 4 days between Sukkot and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and then Sukkot and Sukkot and Abba Minim and little Oni Orphan Shavuos is what? 7 weeks to get ready for Shavuos. We don't know what it is. Kamar and Yoysi Hayev Ashok. If it hadn't been for this Yoim, Lord Abed Zay Yoim, if it wasn't for Shavuos, here Yoysi said, you know how many Yoysis there'd be in the Shuk? But I said, if it wasn't for Shavuos, we wouldn't be here today. What would we look like? I don't know if you're going to sit down for an hour and ask yourself what you would look like if it wasn't Torah. If Akash Bohu hadn't given us the title, what would we look like? Met a chiloni today. Come on, a secular Jew knows nothing. You heard a talk in La Boheme about the Shimon Bar Yochai. My colleague had to put some gas in the gun. He says to me, I don't understand. He says, how is it possible? 2,000 years we've been in Golis, yeah? They're trying to kill us, they're trying to bribe us. How is it possible that we're still here today? Ech yucholiyot, zelo yucholiyot, it's not shaykh. Not shaykh. You look around the world, you see there's nothing left of all other nations. How come the Jews are still here? I said, you don't know? He says, no. I wish you that you know who Rav Shimon Yochai was? He says, they never taught us that. We don't know who Rav Shimon Yochai was. 13 years he lived in a cave with his son. How do you do that? He says. And not only that, he wrote the Zohar. The rabbis today, they can't even read the Zohar. He wrote it. How's it shaykh? How do people... And we're still around learning that Sefer, 2008, Echel Choliot. The guy's bothered, he doesn't know. He doesn't know the Shema Yisrael, he doesn't know the Shabbos, he doesn't know the Boi Roilom. Because we've got the Torah. 2,000 years away through Golos, and have bitter Golos. The Golos where they're trying to tell us. He said, you know, they told people not to do Bris Milah. In Russia, they forced people not to do Bris Milah. People still do Bris Milah. Who would do such a thing? God comes to you and he puts a gun against your head. Some mafia guy comes to you and says, if you find a gun against your head, you're going to put your kneecaps. Yeah? So who's going to press his son? The man of the Romans said, stop it in Torah. And they sent their soldiers out to stop people in Torah. And he's still in Torah. This chiloni I'm telling you now doesn't allow me. He's giving me a musa shmuz this morning. That's why I was so late today. We're telling him, okay, I'm still going to run. Where are you running to? Sure. To pretend to kind of learn a bit, you know? This guy, he's got a real book on his hands now. He suddenly discovered he's Jewish. He suddenly discovered there's a thing called Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. There's a thing called Torah. Shavuos is coming. He doesn't know what to do with it. And I was thinking to myself, do I know much better than this guy? Do I really appreciate his mind? What can Torah say about it? So Baruch Hashem, there's a parsha before Shavuos called the Chukai Sai. And right at the beginning of the Chukai Sai, of course, Baruch Hu tells us that our mission statement is. And this is really the definition of what a true Jew, what a Haredi Jew is. The definition of a Haredi Jew is the first apostle in the Chukhaisa. In the Chukhaisa, Taleichu, Bitzmaisa, Tishmalu, Os Rashi, if I'm already the Chukhaisa, Taleichu, so then what's the Bitzmaisa, Tishmalu? What is the definition of a Jew? A Molim Betayda. If somebody understands, a Tabach Atan in the Kola Amin, the Nosleidus, Toyus Emes. You took us out of the nation, you made us into a special people, and you gave us the Torah. That's what a Jew is. A Jew is somebody who understands that Hashem gave the Torah of Sana and that gives us a special responsibility, a special privilege of the world. When you're the king's trusted servants, when you're the Ben Bechair in Israel, when you're the only child of the king, so you have special privileges. But it comes with a lot of responsibilities. You can't carry on behaving like all the other kids in town. It requires a certain different kind of mission statement. What is that mission statement? So for those of you who don't know, the Yeshiva's Oisek right now, the Memches Dvarim. There's a mission in Pirkei Avos. Here he goes again. In a Kiruv Tut, Tzmishne in Pirkei Avos, Mem Ches Kinyana Han Torah. Someone wants to be Koine Torah. If you just want to learn Torah, you don't need these tools. I promise you. You don't need to learn Torah, you don't need the Mishne in Pirkei Avos. It doesn't say these are the tools you need, Lilmoy Torah, Malamic Torah. This is what you need to make a Kinyan on Torah. One of the things you need to do to make a Kinyan on Torah is learn Torah. But if your goal is just to be a learner of Torah, just to learn Torah, then you don't need this. Then you can say, no, what's the problem? You'll learn today, you'll forget tomorrow, you'll learn tomorrow, you'll learn, nothing wrong with it. You won't even get the mitzvah of learning Torah. But you want to make a Kinyan on Torah, you want to be the Baal, the owner, you want to be control of your Torah, there's only 28 books on the earth. This and nothing else. So the first of the Memches Dvarim is the Talmud. So people think that means, hold on, I want to learn Torah, right? So these are the tools to teach me how to learn Torah. So the first one is learn. That's very good. I need a mishnah to tell me, I don't know what to learn Torah. Actually, I have to learn Torah. Like in the Shulchan Aruch, you tell me, if I want to get a spiritually bad person, I'm going to get out of bed in the morning. The first halach in Shulchan Aruch says, get out of bed. I can finish that. I would feel like I could lie in bed the whole day and become great. But the Shulchan Aruch says, get out of bed. Oh, okay. Now I'm out of bed. Now what? Okay. Same what down here. Two nagels on. What does it mean? What does it mean to be the Talmud of life? What does it mean to be constantly the Talmud in learning? It means I have a mission statement. I have a mission statement. I know what I'm living for. I know what my goal is. I know where I'm going. So what is everyone's mission statement? If you don't know where you're going, and you're the driver of the bus, which Baden Snowy uses a beautiful marshal, you get a job working for Egghead, right? Finally get a job, they finally convince you, you know, you've got to make a panosa, you can't carry on like this. Finally you go to Egghead, you get a job, you go through the training course, you arrive there the first day of work, they give you a little funny cap and a pair of sandals, and they give you the little bag with the money and whatever, and they say, here's the keys of the bus, here's the bus, go. So say to them, but what number bus am I? What am I, what's my route? They say, what are you asking questions for? Go! He said, but where am I going to? I don't know what I'm doing. I get to the bus, what am I going to do? You've got to know, you're bus number 17. You've got to be, yeah, this time and there, that time, and eventually get back to Tachana Bekazit. They said, stop asking questions, sir. It's us. We've got a bus, we've got a funny little hack in our sandals, we've got all the training we need, and we don't know what number bus we are. If you don't know where you're going, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know what your goal is, if you don't know what you're living for, so then, so you got out of bed, and now? Imagine a guy going to a factory, going to the bank, he wants to start a factory, right? He's got the most unbelievable machinery. He's brought in, imported from overseas, he's brought in this unbelievable machinery, maintenance free. It oils itself, it maintains itself. If something breaks, the computer fixes it automatically. It's an unbelievable machinery, okay? It costs $15 million. The guy wants to import it into Israel. He's setting up a factory in his kibbutz, and he's going to produce what? Bank manager says to him, that sounds fantastic, we really want to invest in this, but what does this machine actually make? He says, yeah, I never thought of that. It's a very good question. Okay, any chance of getting money from the bank? It's the most unbelievable machine. But if you don't know what it's going to produce, if you don't know what's coming out at the end of the day, if you don't know what your profit lines are, so then it's a... So look at me, I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew that got the Torah on Sinai. I'm a Jew that is, if you look at what he did, he's unbelievable. In his head, he's got a multi-billion-dollar camera in his head. He's got a neshama, he's got a brain, he's got feelings, he just take stock of what you have. Unbelievable machine. You know what a kidney is? You know what a kidney is? You ever stop to think about the genius in a kidney? What it does? And you never have to change the filter either. The filter upstairs, okay, which is not so genius, you've got to change every 6 months as the water starts tasting putrid again. The kidney can go for 90 years and you never have to change nothing. It's genius. And I'm walking around with all this in me. The most unbelievable machine. And I go to Kosh Boch and I say, can I please have another year? Because Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah for all your spiritual growth. All the spiritual achievements that you hope to achieve during the year are going to happen on Shavuos are going to be determined. You might want to finish Shas in the next year. It might be determined you're only going to learn 3 days. Shocking news. What about Bechira? What about this? Good kashas. But that's the bottom line. Because I'll say that's what Shavuos is, the Rosh Hashanah of your Ruchnias Nikkur growth. So you're coming to Akosh Baruch and asking for another year of Ruchnias, another year of growth, another year of Aliyah, Petaira. Yeah? And he's going to say to you, good, what are you doing with it? What are you looking for? Macho Vosu Ba'olam. So Mesir Shom already answered. Mesir Shom already answered Macho Vosu Ba'olam. What's our mission statement? He said, I'm going to share. The job of a Jew, the job description of a Jew is someone who's like with Hashem, takes pleasure from being with Hashem. That's what he is. He's someone that has a relationship, he has a kesher, through his Torah and his tefillin, he has a relationship with Hashem. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's what it is. Does Hashem really care if I stand around and speak to him detaining for 10 minutes? Does it really bother him? Yeah, that I speak 10 minutes, a bit of dwelling with him. Does it really bother you? So it depends how you define yourself. If you decide to find yourself as somebody who's designing with Hashem, who has this vague, deep relationship with the God that you're with Hashem, yeah? So then, 10 minutes dwelling with him is an insult. You're having a conversation with a kid, you're standing forward to a kid, and some kid comes past bouncing his ball, so you run out, you start bouncing the ball with a kid. What do you think the king's going to say? Think the king's going to say, that's what it's like. I'm sitting and I'm learning, and I've got my Gemara in front of me, I'm busy learning, and then suddenly I'm daydreaming about this, and I'm thinking about this, and I'm not accusing anybody, I'm talking about myself. And I get up and I bounce a ball, and I click a machine, and I watch another video, and I play another game, and I... Hold on one second. It sounds like you're wasting your life. That you just committed suicide. Put that aside. That's heavy. But you were talking to the king 2 minutes ago and you ran out the room to play Pac-Man? Do such a thing. Lisan egal Hashem. Is there anything greater than being Lisan egal Hashem in this world? So now, let me ask you a question. This is very practical and very straight. Who feels when they're learning, when they hear modern material, when they're sitting at their shtender, yeah, that they're Lisan egal Hashem? Who is feeling the enormous pleasure and joy and simcha of Dveikus Dakos Bokhu when he's catching about how he's learning? Come on, I want to know who feels it. I'm not talking about you had a flash of it once. But Derech Klal, if you'd ask a guy, he'd say, yeah, hey, geschmack. I can testify about one yid because I know there might be others. I know one yid in this room that can find it. It's not me. Why don't we feel it? Why don't we feel that enormous simcha, that enormous joy of knowing what we're doing? So I'm sure there are many reasons. I think now that we're going there, there's one reason, because we never ever studied what Maimed Hasina looked like. Do you have an idea what happened with Hasina? Have you ever sat down for yourself 15 minutes and used your imagination for what was given to you for? We use our imaginations all the time. We use it all the time. It's probably the tool we use better than any other tool that we got given, but for the wrong things. The Bible wants to say the most powerful tool that a yid has to change himself is Dimya, his imagination. It's got to be used properly. Yeah? It's got to be used very well. Sit down and imagine. You know, it says the mountains danced. Yeah? I once heard from Tzitzis Solomon that's not talking in literal terms, in figurative terms. He brought a midrash, I can't remember exactly where it was. The mountains literally danced. Can you imagine? You come in, you go to the Golan on a Baba's money trip and you watch the mountains recording, they dance. Mamash dancing with joy. The mountains were dancing with joy. Can you imagine such a thing? The creator of the universe, the infinite creator of the universe, I don't know if you ever stop to think about what that is. A draft 5-year-old made that question. But how? I don't understand. So who made Hashem? No, not Hashem. Hashem always was. When you start thinking, because your 5-year-old's got you going now, you start thinking, always was? Huh? Yeah, he always was. That's not such a problem. He always was. Fine, so I can't think about that. He came down, he spoke to me, he gave me the Torah, he gave me a job, he gave me a kiss and said, yeah, this is what I want you to do, my precious child. That's Hasina. That's Shavuos. Maimon Hasina. Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 days, the clouds and the thunder and the chiefs of Plishtim, the Plishtim chiefs, nothing scares those guys. Those guys are like camels, nothing frightens them, man. Tremble with terror. Marvel Asina, people that weren't even there, people just heard about it. They watched it live on CNN, trembled with terror. They're not jellyfish guys, you know, that they work in an office. We're talking about guys that were out there, Lawrence of Arabia, you know. Little Bedouin guys, Bedouin chiefs from 3,500 years ago. Those are the guys that don't meet in the dark end. Trembled with terror. Now what do we do with it? Basically sleep away about 3/4 of Shavuot. What does a Malach HaTorah really mean? What's a Malach HaTorah? Malach HaTorah means that when I've learned to sugya and I've got a headache and I don't understand what's going on and it's driving me mad, that's when I really start learning. That's when my learning starts. A Malach HaTorah means that I'm tired. A Malach HaTorah means I'm tired and I'm exhausted and it's 1 o'clock and it's lunchtime, which is the one Seder day that has to start on time. I learn another 5 minutes. Because it's not much bothering me that I don't understand this. And yes, it's exhausting and it's tired. I don't think I can actually dredge up the energy to stick my head a little bit more into this and I'll put my head a little bit more into it. A Malach HaTorah doesn't mean Shnayim Mikrutal. You have to shine with your talent. I'll say not. Saying a bit of Chumash and sort of like breathing a bit of Chumash Rashi and having a look, and that's not called a Malach HaTorah. That might be what you have to do right now. I'm not saying not, I'm saying you shouldn't do it. But at least know what you're doing when you're doing it. A Malach HaTorah means I'm toiling. So take the cheshbon and have a look how many hours a day we spend doing amol b'tayyib. Amol b'tayyib, real amol b'tayyib. Ki amolim b'tayyib, doesn't say yil amolim b'tayyib. The Midrash for everyone showed me. It says if the Goyim would understand the first possible, let Rashi, if you would understand the meaning of that first possible, in the Chokaisai, they would appoint two policemen over every Jew with sticks to make sure he belonged to the Torah. Why? Because if you look at the Hemshech of the possible, if you would look at the Hemshech, what does it describe? It describes enormous brochas and the opposite of those brochas, yeah? You sort of whisper the Pasha, yeah? Don't let anybody know. Quiet. We're even call up someone to get a leer, and throw the Valkyrie in there, and then he gets. We sort of do it like he's an ugly ass. Don't tell them the bad news. The truth is, it's some bad news. So he said like this. He said, people think it's a punishment. If you're a Molo Betrayer, then you get all these brochures and everything will be wonderful. Yeah, it's an award. And if not, then you get the opposite as a punishment. So what are the Goyim going to do with that? Who cares? Well, the Goyim should be happy. Why would they appoint a policeman to make sure that I get rewards? So he said, no. Go through the brochures and the opposite. You'll see that it's talking about a lot of things that affect the Goyim as well. The well-being of the physical world is determined by I am Molo Betrayer, and it's not Oynish, and it's not Schar. It's not Schar Oynish. It's Metzias. There's a natural law in the world that when the Yidn are Amol B'Torah, the world runs the way the brochas say the world's going to run. And if the Yidn are Chas V'Chalila not Amol B'Torah, then the world runs the way the Pasuk says the world's going to run. It's not so pleasant, yeah? You start having volcanoes, and you start having aeroplanes can't go anywhere, and you start having all sorts of pollution, and Greenpeace are right, your boy say. They just don't understand why they're right. They don't understand what the Likud is, but they're right. It's our fault. We blame the Jews. And it's all because of a Molo Betrayer. It's Chumash Rashi. If you believe Chumash Rashi, that's a bit of a problem you have on your hands now. You have a real problem on your hands. Yeah, we've got to start an organization now. That's the first response. Yeah, why aren't they doing something about this? Why don't the Gedolim speak about this? They have. Rashi spoke about it. You need someone to interpret this Rashi for you. Rashi is pretty clear. The Chukai Sa Taleiko. Let's see how much time you spend. You know, those all the Torah has an hour a day for the rest of the day. He's probably who knows what. He's never allowed to do 18 hours a day. He's not all the Torah before. It's not a question of time. It's a question of how do you approach your Torah. So just to summarize. This was the Hakadoma. I'm going away, so I can say what I want, because by the time I get back, no one will remember what I said. Usually guys remember what I said for about 16 hours. So I still get cashes until the next day. But I'm leaving today, so by the time I get back, no one will remember what I've said. So I can be cheeky. The tapkin of a Jew to do all the prayer. One of the tools that helps you to be all the Torah is an appreciation of Maimon HaSinai, what HaSinai really was, and what that Mechayev does. Hashem could have just come along to us one day and said, hey guys, I want to give you the Torah. That's the Torah, yeah? Bookshop, go buy the Torah. It was an event. It was an event that Ada Yom Hazeh and the Goyim still tremble from it. They're terrified of that Ata B'chatan and the Kolo Amin. Who's more terrified of that is the Yid. We're more scared of it. We don't want the responsibility of being the chosen people. It's not politically correct to consider yourself chosen. But we were chosen. We say it, it's there, it's in the Nusach. What do you want? What do you want? Hashem chose us from all the nations. That doesn't mean we're chosen. It says we're first, we're chosen. But it comes with responsibility. It comes with enormous privilege. It comes with incredible privileges. How much has a Kodesh Baruch Hu got in this world? How many people in this whole world are even interested in a Kodesh Baruch Hu on a day-to-day basis? Hashem needs us badly. Yeah, it comes with a chrys. It comes with a chrys to be on the Torah, to take our Torah seriously, to take our learning seriously, to understand kiheim chayenu v'orech yomeinu. If you understand something is kiheim chayenu, this is your life, so then you don't marba kach it. You take it seriously. Even if it's for a short period of time, I'm not suggesting that 24 hours a day now you're in Amol B'Torah. That's not realistic. Go from real to ideal. I'm discussing an ideal. But an awareness, a consciousness,
of the chashivas, the importance of what that moment of Sinai, Kabbalah Satoya, what that really was. And it's dafka because of that that it's so well hidden. It is so well hidden. What is shvus? There's no mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah to yom. There's nothing to do.
When I was growing up in South African school, what did we used to do on shvus? Shvus was taking fruit. We used to do a fruit parade. We used to go to the shul, we used to do a big fruit parade and put a fruit basket on the in front of our Kodesh, and they used to give it to the poor people afterwards. Why? Why that? The Kodesh says the first fruits. What else are they going to do on Shavuos? God never goes to the Torah on Sinai, right? So what are you going to do on Shavuos? So they found whatever, you know, the Mishnah's Bikurim. Mishnah's Bikurim became Ma'amad Asina. The fruit. It's an important part of Shavuos. I'm not saying, oh, cheesecake is an important part of Shavuos as well. I'm not belittling Chas V'Chelil, I mean, Israel, nothing. But where's the Torah? Means it properly. That is there is nothing else. There is nothing else. Whether you're at work, whether you're learning, whether you're playing, that's all part of Torah. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's what we got in our Sinai. That's the avoider. These next 2 weeks, post Lag BaOmer, which unfortunately we never got a chance to figure out what Lag BaOmer is. You need to understand Lag BaOmer in order to get sure it's properly. But the next 2 weeks, I believe, with this parsha, the Bukhosa, the Bahar, Shmit, the whole concept of being up the whole Akbash, understanding the Bahar before you get to the Bukhosa, Bahar, understanding that, yeah, you don't even make Ishtadis, you don't even, you close your field, you've got to, whatever, you've got to sit in Kodal for a year, and Hashem Sama feeds you, you've got to start with that consciousness, the Yudhu Bukhosa. But just the appreciation for how choshev that moment was. To take time, I want to suggest, I don't normally make practical suggestions, but I want to suggest hachana for shuas between the blintzes and making all the cheesecakes and getting recipes and getting ready for shuas, working out which caffeine-laced drinks keep you awake better, testing them the week before, you should try one for the night each night, so that by the time shuas comes, you know, it really keeps you up. They usually crash you in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah though. Learning through the night's easier. Staying awake for doubling that's good. But Yetzirah understands it's much better than we do. But 15 minutes a day to just think about Sinai. Get the Midrashim, go look, go understand what that moment was, because that's really who we are. And without that, then yeah, come a me, you know, what's it all about? I want to ask my Elam, if you don't mind, if I can impose upon you, I'm going to be overseas for a few, whatever, I don't know how long. Just to please, if you can, be my Eret Tefillah for the yeshiva. For that slop of the yeshiva, I've never asked it before, but things are tough out there, and I think they're tough because I've got Baruch Hu who's not getting enough tefillah, but he's not hearing us really wanting it badly enough. So if the Olam doesn't mind, if you can just, you know, put in a word now and again, just to be the tefillahs for that slop of the yeshiva. And the Schazer Kosh Baruch Hu should give us all, open up all the Shara Shamayim, give us enormous Yat Rishmaya that we should grow, we should understand the Kosh Baruch Hu, understand his Torah, be able to mekayem it, the Shalom, Ad Bias HaMashiach, Yemei Amen.